4 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Saturday morning. Time now for WSMI Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Midwest Basement Technologies. Call 618-372-7077. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Kurtz 24-hour towing in Litchfield, and by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. And standing by in Studio A, here are Uncle Ralph Niehaus, everybody's favorite uncle, and Mr. Tim Byes. Good morning, guys.
Hello, hello.
Howdy, howdy.
And if you hear some noise in the background, we got a little...
Yes.
Tile installation,
yes,
going on.
A little construction project.
Yeah.
We
could have had a home improvement show today, I guess. So.
Yeah, we could have had our version of home improvement. And, of course, talk on the street is, everybody was asking me yesterday, what are you going to say about the Illini? Well.
They won.
But, had them all away.
Yeah, who didn't think they were going to win?
Well, there's an old saying, the blind hog finds an acorn once in a while.
Well, that's appropriate there. But to me, that game pretty much sums up the frustration that I have with the Illini. They're good enough to beat anybody, but yet they're inconsistent enough to lose to anybody. So it's one of those things that they just continually dumbfound me, honestly, where they'll play so good, and then the next game just play so bad.
And they played consistently. The other night they played consistently 14 points down the whole game until the last 3 minutes, and then they...
I was at a regional championship game that night, so I had taped it, and I knew they had won. And I get home, and I start watching the game, and I'm watching and thinking, how do they win this game?
Yeah.
Because of just what you said. They're down 12 points, I think, at the half. They got down 15 maybe at one point in the second half, down 10 with 3 minutes to go, thinking there's no way they're going to win this game.
No.
But they do.
But Griffey could have rolled through there with an 18-wheeler, got out of the truck and grabbed the ball and shot it, and he would never hit anybody. There wasn't nobody there.
Indiana's as good a coach team as there is in the country, really. I mean, Tom Crean is a great coach. I have no idea what they were doing with that last play. 0.9 seconds. How do you not have a guy just stationed under the basket? You take Cody Zeller, you stick him right under the rim and say,
with his
guard the basket.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get beat by an 18-foot jump shot with 0.9 seconds, so be it. You give up a layup with no one around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Tough pill to swallow.
Especially when you're top-ranked in the country.
Oof.
I mean, you just got there on Monday, and then all of a sudden you end up losing.
And they'll probably be gone on this Monday, and somebody else will be there.
Well, that's fifth week in a row the number one team in the AP polls lost.
Going to make for a very interesting tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe
so. Who do you think who's going to be number one next week?
I think it'll be Michigan.
You think Michigan?
I think so.
Until they get knocked off next week.
Well, that's exactly right. To me, personally, Michigan and Indiana are the two best teams that I've seen in college basketball this year.
They're good.
I mean, if they were playing for the national title, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. No, and there's some others that's just a hop and skip behind them.
It's wide open. There's going to be a lot of destroyed brackets about the second weekend of that tournament. I mean, good luck picking the Final Four.
Yeah. You take Michigan's got a little... obstacle this weekend. I think there's a school up north called Wisconsin that they're playing this week.
And that's the thing about the Big Ten. It is so far the best conference, and it's not even close. From the Illini perspective, they've still got a great chance to really make a run here and do dangerous things in the tournament, because every game is the potential for a big win. They just have to start winning them.
Yeah.
Indiana was a start. Now go win at Minnesota.
Real simple.
Just go into Minnesota and get the win.
Team in Minnesota. Okay.
Because you know when you get down to these bubble teams, sure they beat Ohio State, sure they beat Indiana, but those games were at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got that road win at Gonzaga and some nice neutral court wins, but they're going to need a signature road win down the stretch here in the Big Ten Conference season.
And in particularly the last 2 weeks of the season, they're going to have a good road win just to draw the attention of the NCAA people that make the bracket. So. If you do it now, probably not going to get you much. But you do it the last 2 weeks of the season, or maybe the last week of the season, you're in better shape.
Which, in college basketball, there are several games to be played yet.
Oh, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, long way to go.
Long way to go. And we still got a long way to go on the road to Redbird Arena, although the regionals are in the books. And, Terry, we had a fun night of basketball on Thursday night. Those regional championship games we broadcast on FM 106 had a little bit of everything. Litchfield dominance, 1,000 free throws in one game, and then North Mac just really rolled through the Auburn regional. So that was a lot of fun on Thursday night.
Nothing like a regional championship night. You know, that's one of those special nights of the year as far as if you're into high school sports and broadcasting like we are, that's a really kind of special night. And I guess the surprise of the night might be the final scores with the Litchfield and North Mac games, only because of the difference in the scores. Not that the two teams were victorious. Litchfield beat Southwestern quite handily, and North Mac ended up pounding Waverly, which is a very good team and big team too. So, but they doubled the scores on their opponents, which kind of surprised me, to be honest with you. Litchfield was their defense was just absolutely awesome.
I was not surprised Litchfield won. I was surprised by the amount that Litchfield won by. Southwestern got done to them on Thursday night, what they've done to so many people over the years.
A comment I made during the broadcast, I'm going, boy, the shoe's on the other foot now. You know, it's just, it's really weird to see this. And, you know, and then it happened to be one of those nights where you're not shooting well, not getting a good look at the shot, at the basket. So,
and that's the beautiful thing and the frustrating thing about the postseason all wrapped up in one game right there. You know, it's how you play that individual night. And Terry, we kind of marveled all year about Southwestern and the youth that they had, so many freshmen. And we always said, boy, they really don't play like freshmen. But you get into a regional championship game against the Litchfield team with some good senior experience in the backcourt. And really, from what you said, Taylor Niehaus dictated the pace of that ball game.
Taylor Niehaus did not score a point, but she dominated the game.
Yeah.
It was just that simple. She was dominating. The Birds just couldn't get into their offensive set. The shots they took, a lot of them were just very awkward. Pretty much in the first half, maybe Southwestern got into the paint a couple of times with a shot, and that was it. They only scored 2 points in the first half. So it was a dominating performance by Litchfield. And I'll be honest with you, when Litchfield was warming up, they looked a little tight. And I thought, sometimes playing on your home floor, there's some expectations. But I tell you what, they came out and holy mackerel.
and they
took charge and never looked back.
And they very well could have been a little tight, you know, to start with. But once that whistle blows and the ball goes up in the air, believe me, if you've ever played the game, you soon forget all that.
Well, that's
and
right.
I like to say, what do I know?
But it's natural. Like when you're in the warm-up line, you know, getting ready for a big game, it's natural to be a little nervous or a little tight. If you're not a little nervous, there's probably something wrong.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you got to have some jitters and some butterflies just because of the competition you're about to enter into.
And, of course, Litchfield knew after losing to Southwestern at Piesaw earlier this year, they knew what they had to do to shut down Maddie Greeling, who's, as a freshman, just an absolutely terrific ball player. Just a terrific ball player. And they basically, Maddie was the leading scorer. She had 11 of the 21 points for Southwestern, but you know, the Taylor Niehaus was extremely disruptive, and it was a good win for Litchfield. You know, they kind of had a bad feeling in their bad taste in their mouth after the semifinal loss last year at the North Mac Regional. So I'm sure they wanted to come back, especially with the seniors they have. They wanted to make their point, and they did.
And Terry, coaches have to go, you know, game to game, and they're always looking ahead, never looking back, but they're never looking ahead too far, always just the next game. But for us in radio, look ahead is what we do, and boy, we've got the potential for Litchfield Southwestern over the next 3 to 4 years to really develop into one of the great rivalries in the area. My goodness, the potential is there.
Absolutely. And if you go, you know, across from east to west, across the South Central Conference, loaded. You know, you're not going to feel sorry for Gillespie. Gillespie's coming back with a lot of people. I mean, they're a terrific ball club. You know, Carlinville, very young team. You look at this conference in the area around here, wow. The potential is there for some deep runs into the postseason. I think the potential is there for this year.
Yeah, could well be. And if you look at next week's matchup between North Mac and Litchfield, you would have to say here's two teams, as you said, Terry, that are peaking at the right time.
That's what it's about, peaking at the right time and having a pretty good draw. And you know, depending on senior leadership, if you have those seniors out there, and both teams do,
Yeah.
Because I know Ada starts five seniors at North Mac and Litchfield with, you know, Taylor Niehaus kind of anchoring things, and Kerry Walsh is a senior, you know. Do all right. Yeah.
Then the other two teams in that North Green sectional, Pleasant Plains, who ran the upset train in the regional, and then Camp Point Central, who upset Pittsfield in the regional championship. So that's going to be a very interesting sectional next week at North Green High School.
But that's basketball this time of year, and you can't pencil in anybody and think that it's an automatic. And we talk from time to time how difficult it is just to win a regional tournament, and it is difficult to win a regional tournament. But you go from regional to sectional, the level of competition, theoretically and most of the time, in reality, it gets cranked up a little bit.
Sure, we probably go to IHSA.org more than most people for obvious reasons, for research purposes. Yeah. But when you go there, if you look through the school directories, you win a regional, they put that R right next to the season, next to the head coach's name. Never goes away. Yeah. So winning a regional is absolutely a big deal.
And people sometimes forget how big of a deal it is just to win a region.
Yes.
It is a big deal. In fact, that's what basically, going all the way back to the early 70s, led to the creation of the two-class system and now, of course, the four-class system to give more schools an opportunity to win regional tournaments because it was a big deal.
And you'll look along the regionals and the sectionals if you are successful enough to make it to Peoria, but you'll look along the way and there was a game or two that you could very easily have lost. Mm-hmm. Just as you won.
I want to tell you what, if any of the girls teams were heading to Peoria, they're going to be sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
What did we miss?
Bloomington.
What did we miss?
Let's go to Bloomington.
Oh, yeah.
Redbird Arena.
It's early in the morning. It's only 9 o'clock.
It happens. Litchfield and North Mac have won regional championships in 2013. We're going to talk to both head coaches, Rob Corso and Adrian Range, when Sports Saturday continues following these messages.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Radar weather brought to you by Perez Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. Cloudy skies today with a high of about 40, about a 30 to 40% chance of rain tonight, low 35, then showers, thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high of 50. Looking ahead, dry weather from Monday through Wednesday. We'll have highs in the 40s and lows in the 20s. Right now, cloud cover, pressure steady, wind southeast to 10, 30 degrees. This update brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Now back to Tim Mize, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, and WSMI's Sports Saturday.
Thank you very much, Terry Tote, and a fun week of basketball has passed us. The fun month of basketball is really just beginning as we get into sectional play next week for the 1A and 2A girls. Then, of course, the big school girls will kick off, and boys regionals are going to be here before we know it.
Basketball season's traditionally the longest sports season of any in the interscholastic season, but it's flown by this year. We've had some fun games this year.
And while we're talking about boys regionals, well, of course, we'll be having coverage from the Class 2A Staunton Regional. I'm happy to report that we will have Hall of Fame coach Jim Lafka alongside for the broadcast from Staunton. So that's always exciting to get the insights of a Hall of Fame coach.
Plus, we do have going on today the sectional wrestling tournament at Vandalia. We've got several participants from Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Mount Olive participating in that. We'll have some results for you on Monday morning on how that turned out. Of course, Litchfield won the regional last weekend for the third year running. So Purple Panthers are in good shape, and the team will advance to the dual team sectionals coming up, I think on February 19th. So congratulations to the wrestlers at Litchfield High School. A lot of postseason stuff going on this time of year. It's busy.
Busy, busy time.
And it is a bit unfortunate for wrestling that they kind of get lost in the shuffle, I guess, of the basketball season. Because a lot of people really do enjoy wrestling. It's very popular. And really, a lot of our area schools have very fine wrestling programs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not wrestling. It's wrestling.
Right.
This is like the Olympic-style competition where they actually wrestle and not put on a show. I tell you what, the matches, you have to be in shape. The stamina you have to be a wrestler. My gosh.
That's
incredible.
Yes, and I think as MMA has gotten more popular in our society, a lot of these MMA fighters have wrestling background. So I think a lot of younger kids now, think, you know what, that looks pretty intriguing. I think I like that. And so, in a way, I think wrestling's probably really benefited from the evolution of MMA.
Sure.
And
around
way,
here with Matty Hughes,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, while we're on wrestling, congratulations to Matt. He is retired from the mat, but he's going to have a position of some kind with the group, and what a career this young man had.
If it wasn't for Matt, it wouldn't be where it is today.
No, not at all.
Absolutely not.
He was one of the pioneers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was really one of the most popular fighters in the history of the
and
UFC
still
as
is.
Well.
Yeah. Still is.
Yeah.
And what a...
When you start dropping people on their heads in, your first matches, it's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
People like that.
Does
Country Strong.
Does tend
exactly.
to get people's attention,
yeah.
And what a great young man! And if you read the articles in the local paper on Matt just recently, he stressed again in there that he never forgot, mm-hmm. what was home.
He never left.
Yeah, he always forgot, never forgot what Hillsboro was and what Hillsboro meant to him, and just a great young man.
Yeah, he talked the talk and walked the walk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stayed in Hillsboro, always fighting out of Hillsboro.
Had really quite an extended career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah, some of them don't last that long, and Matt won a lot of fights, as you said, Tim, just with stamina, strength. He just wore guys out, and when he wore them out, he put them to the mat.
When he wore them out, he dropped them on their head.
Well, the Hughes boys both did that in high school. There's
a lot
of people wrestle against them. Well, boy, they would just wore me out.
Absolutely. When I was at Hillsboro a few weeks ago for that Hillsboro-Litchfield girls game on senior night, I was walking past the trophy case, and there was a picture of Matt and Mark in there, from their wrestling days at Hillsboro. And it was just neat to see them in there.
Yeah, and they went.
A lot younger.
Yeah.
We
were all a lot younger.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Was we?
Yeah.
At one time.
Okay.
How were they taking photographs for your senior picture, Uncle Roger? Do they have senior pictures back then?
Chisel it in stone or what?
Yeah, they made a mark on a piece of stone. Yeah.
I was just curious.
It wasn't that far ago. You probably got a yearbook, don't you, Ralph? Don't you have a yearbook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We ought to look up a young picture of Uncle Ralph.
You should. What was that graduating year?
47.
18?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Holding back.
I was just checking.
1847.
I just needed some clarification. Yeah. I wasn't certain.
Holding back.
I didn't want there to be any confusion.
We're going to have a little UFC going on in Studio A today.
I'll give you guys a good laugh sometime. I'll bring my yearbook in.
I would like to see that.
Yeah. Show you what a handsome
1947. I would like to see that. Guys, while we got a minute, I need to correct something from the ball game the other night. I had a little mathematical incident. There was quite a few foul shots in the ball
game. There was an incident.
There was an incident involving my addition skills. Now, see, at the end of every quarter, you add up the free throws, and then at the half, you add them up, third quarter, fourth quarter. Well, I added up the third and the fourth quarter and wrote that number down, and then for some reason, added all the numbers together So I wound up with 8 more free throws than I actually was. So Bunker Hill finished 16 of 25, not 20 of 33, like I had originally surmised. So 16 of 25, and then Calhoun was like 27 of 45. 70 free throws in the ballgame. I was seeing free throws in my sleep.
As you were a first-hand witness to that game, how strong is the Calhoun girls?
I tell you what, Calhoun is a good-looking ball club, and they're going to be good for a while. They were in the Super Sectional a year ago, lost an All-State performer, but they've got a couple of 6-foot girls and another 6'2 girl in eighth grade on the way. So Calhoun's going to be a handful for the next several years. And a team that has been a handful for the last few years since the existence of North Mac has been the Panthers. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach, Adrian Range, regional champions in 2013. And Adrian, just what were the emotions? You've been through a lot with this group of girls at North Mac when you guys were finally regional champs.
You know, the day before in practice, we had the best practice we've probably had all year. And so I actually got to school at noon on Thursday, and I saw some of the girls in the hall, Sloman and Pitchford and Starks, actually coming out of lunch. And I said, "Are you fired up and ready to go?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "You know what? We're going to win based on our practice yesterday." And so when it actually got to the fourth quarter and we had played such an awesome game, the very end ended up being bittersweet because Pitchford ended up being a career-ending knee injury, but, you know, we couldn't be happier.
We were talking off the air, and is it correct to assume that your team looks like, or sounds like on the radio, that they're pretty well peaking at the right time?
They absolutely are peaking at the right time. And, you know, I have 5 seniors, and it was my 5 starting players, and they really did come together. And I couldn't be happier with the way they're playing right now. I told everyone on Thursday night I couldn't have asked for an ounce of better play out of every one of them. So.
And with Lauren being out now, and it gives you a little bit different look, and sometimes that can play to your advantage once you get to the postseason because teams have scouted you with the other players.
You know, actually on Thursday night, Lauren didn't even score. She was actually scoreless. So if we can find someone to really play her defense and play hard defense like she does, I think we're going to be just fine. I've been trying to keep their moral status up. You know, we need to stay positive, and it's anybody's ballgame now, with or without her. So, you know, we have to stay positive. We have to work hard the next couple days and be ready for Tuesday.
Adrian, you played high school basketball at a high level. What do you tell a senior like Lauren Pitchford? She's had such a great career. What do you tell her after the ball game?
You know, I called her on my way home on Thursday after the bus got back because she actually didn't get to ride the bus home, of course. And I said, "You've got to stay positive. You know, who would have thought we would have had a regional championship? You know, it was our goal, but it was a big goal to have for us. And if you would have watched us the last 2 years, you know, it wasn't a definite for sure." And so I said, "You know, you're part of a regional championship now. And that's what we wanted. You've had an awesome career. You know, keep positive." I actually had a couple girls on my team in high school that it happened to, and it was career ending. And so, you know, it just makes it bad no matter what player or what team it is. It's sad to see when they've put so much time and effort in.
Ain't it one positive about your ball club is the fact that the Sangamo Conference, much like the South Central, is a very good basketball conference. So you've seen just about anything and everything that can be done defensively in a basketball game, and have obviously excelled at it this year. So that bodes well for going deeper into the postseason.
It does. And we have played a wonderful conference schedule this year. We've played some great teams. We did very well in the Riverton Christmas Classic, which I was very happy with. So, you know, we've come about, lots of deficits I always tell him, I said, I don't know why you like to do it to me, but we like to get down and then fight our way back. So I think they like to raise my blood pressure on purpose.
Well, they have to find a way to try to give coaches gray hairs. I think there's something as a teenager that you have to try to do that. So
absolutely.
Coach, we're of course familiar with the Litchfield ladies and with your girls. Tell us a little something about the other two schools in this sectional.
Well, actually, out of that Litchfield regional, Litchfield's the only team we haven't actually eyewitnessed play this year. So that was the one team I was hoping didn't make it. But, you know, we'll take it how it is. Plains, we've seen. We saw them in the fall, and they're tough. You know, they're quick, and we did end up pulling out a win, I think, by 3 on them this fall. And then Camp Point, we actually played in summer play this summer. I'm longtime friends with Matt Long, who's the Camp Point coach. He actually coached against me in high school, so I know him very well. And, you know, anything can happen. It's postseason. That's what I keep telling the girls. Anything can happen.
And I guess that's the beauty of the basketball season. It's so long. You mentioned you play Plains in the fall. You got the fall portion, the winter portion, and kind of the postseason portion. And you guys do seem to be peaking at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so does Plains, obviously. I mean, they knocked out Williamsville and Riverton, the 1-2. And so, you know, good for them. We are excited with our play right now. And so I'm going to tell you, if we play like we played on Thursday night, we have a great shot. We really do.
Ada, last Friday night, not yesterday, but a week ago yesterday, Tim and I were at Girard for that Auburn and North Mac doubleheader, and the enthusiasm, even for the girls' team, was outstanding. I mean, there's some electricity in the air, and it's always good to have that sixth player to help you out with, you know, backing from the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. That game every year has become an awesome event.
It's a slugfest, isn't it?
You know, the gym was absolutely packed. We raised great money for the breast cancer awareness. My girls aren't used to crowds like that, so it is a good experience for them. And it was kind of like a bad dream to start out the first half. We just were in slow motion and just not really, we couldn't get going. And the fourth quarter, I said, you know, we've been in this situation before where we're down and we have to claw back, so you've got 8 minutes to prove yourself. And man, did they turn it around.
When Molly Sloman hit that 3 to cut the lead to 45-40, that was the turning point of the ball game right there.
Yes, it absolutely was. She decided, I told her, I said, I don't know why you waited till the fourth quarter to decide to play, but you know, she definitely didn't do that on this last Thursday night. So I've told her, she knows exactly what she's got to do from here on out.
And Adrian, Sloman and Pitchford obviously have gotten a lot of, I guess, the press, for lack of a better term, over the years. But to me, Madison Starks is such an important player for your club.
You know, Starks, she's averaging a double-double at the moment. She works so hard for rebounds, and probably one of the nicest, softest shots I've seen out of a big girl in a long, long time. So, you know, she can step outside. She doesn't have to be a 6 foot. You know, banger inside, and so we rely on her for offense a lot. We really do, and she's come a long way. So
I'm impressed, Coach, with the transition of going from being opponents on the court to being teammates, which I'm speaking of Girard and Verdon.
Yes.
The transition has worked so well for you people, and I think that's just great.
You know, my other two seniors, Holly Donaldson and Ellie Johnson, actually didn't come out the very first year that we were at North Mac. Johnson just stuck with volleyball and track. She's a great athlete all around. And I hounded them, I think, long enough and got them to come out. And so those are my two Verdon seniors. And then I mixed them, of course, with my three Girard seniors. And I'm going to tell you that after this last year, they have just gelled very nicely together. Every one of them has completely understood their role, whether it be defense or boards or, you know, are you the scorer? So, man, they are working nicely together. So, yeah, the transition actually has been great for the kids, I feel.
Ada, this time of year is such an exciting time of year. I just love regional tournament time and postseason basketball tournament time. But as an observer and a participant as a broadcaster, it goes so fast, it seems, that sometimes you don't stand up, take a breath, and just enjoy it. Have you had a chance to enjoy the regional championship yet?
You know, I couldn't sleep, of course, on Thursday night, and I was so exhausted yesterday. So maybe today I will finally enjoy it. It was a great day yesterday to wake up, I will tell you that. But I told them, I said, you know, before the year's over, no matter what happens, we are going to go back and watch that Waverly game, and I just want to show you how awesome you played, because I don't think they even actually realize it.
Well, whoever comes out of that Litchfield North Mag game, we're following as far as you go. So, you know, good luck. It's, you know, this is a great time of year, and we're just tickled to have two local teams playing in the sectional. It's terrific all the way around. And boy, what a great sectional. You know, you come out of this sectional tournament, you got a really good chance to make it to Bloomington.
Yes, we do. And that is, honestly, three wins. That's what I told them. All you need is just three more wins, and we can do it.
Absolutely. Adrian, congratulations on the regional title. We will see you Tuesday night at North Green.
Thank you very much.
Adrian Range, the head coach of the regional champion North Mac Panthers.
And, of course, Adrian knows about basketball at a high level, playing for Carthage and back in the late 90s and early part of the 2000s. And she was a heck of a ball player as well. And you know, to be able to bring that experience and understand what playing at a high level is all about, that's a very good for a coach.
Well, she's been there. Mm-hmm. You know, she can not only, you know, when she tells the girls, you need to do it this way, it's because she
there,
did it
that
way. And, it, you know, that's yeah. the way that it needs to be done. So they really listen. It sticks, I guess.
Yeah. And then, and as Ralph, you pointed out, this consolidation into the North Mac has worked so well in every aspect
of
interscholastic sport. It really, really has. And, you know, you have to really tip your hats to the people in that part of Macoupin County for making that decision, going ahead, not only athletics, but all the other educational aspects that go along with you know, bringing two communities together and strengthening things educationally for their kids. That's terrific.
Yeah, a complete success on every level.
Yeah.
And, you know, Terry, speaking of girls' basketball and some pretty good girls' basketball players, we had to make a funeral home visit yesterday. The Puckett girls had an aunt that passed away, and they were all there. And they said to tell you hi, and they're all doing well. And I told them we had a lot of fond memories of them at Hillsborough.
Yes, yes, we did. Yes, indeed, we did. So, well, it's good. It's good to know that they're doing okay, and you know, this will just one of the things of life. So,
yep.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We will be back with more following these messages.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Celebrate your love for that special someone with a Valentine party and make the menu easy and delicious with fresh, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Your quiche will be unforgettable, made with Prairie Farms cream and sweet creamy butter. Serve plenty of Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and crackers. Or make a variety of homemade dips for fresh veggies using non-fat sour cream and plain yogurt. And taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms. There are those who go to work in a factory, those who sit in an office from 9 to 5, those who travel to a construction site, and then there are those who wake before dawn, spend their entire day in a field, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their job, and finish the work week long after 40 hours have passed. To the farmers of America, we salute you. This message is brought to you by Teamwork Rehab, getting you back in the game, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Once again, Tim Mize and Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
Thank you very much, Terry Toten. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers, regional champs in 2013, and Rob Corso on the phone right now. And Rob, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and tell us about Thursday night. That was awfully exciting.
It really was. The girls did a great job defensively, obviously, and I think the most important thing was they all bought in, all five of them bought into the game plan, and they executed it. So it was really fun to watch.
Well, we always talk about playing your best basketball at the right time of the year, and my goodness, have the Litchfield Lady Panthers, in my opinion, really found their stride since Christmas.
Yeah, they really, I think so. Had a little hiccup up at Whitehall North Green, and, you know, we didn't play as well as we thought we could, but the last couple of weeks, I thought we'd been doing a nice job. And Wednesday night against Hillsboro, you know, we had that long layoff after the end of the regular season, nine days, and I didn't know how we would react. We did come out a little cold, but once we started playing, you know, we were right back into it. So I was really impressed by their effort with that.
Your third quarter against the Toppers, I mean, to me that was, the rust was completely off in that third quarter.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we come out, outscore them 17-8, and, you know, just kind of set the tone. You know, we were able to adjust to their triangle and two defense. They've been trying to shut down Riley and Tessa, which, you know, I can't say I blame them for trying to do that. But the other girls really stepped it up, and Michaela Bergschneider knocking down those two threes toward the end of the second quarter really, you know, I think turned the momentum around for us.
You get in the postseason, there's always that one kid who maybe during the regular season didn't really score a lot or have a lot of big minutes. There's always that X factor in the postseason that comes up big, and that was Michaela's night.
Yeah, it really was. And then against Piesaw, Katie Hampton comes off the bench and knocks one down in the second quarter and just, you know, kind of broke it up a little bit and got us out to that big lead, and we started really playing after that.
And really, once Katie hit that shot, Rob, I don't know, it seemed like there's just an era of relaxation and confidence that I haven't seen all year with the Lady Panthers.
Yeah, Tessa got into a little bit of foul trouble there, and that was a concern. And Katie just comes off the bench like nobody's business, knocks it down, and yeah, it was. We're in our gym. We have people behind us. It was a really good situation for us.
And a lot of people don't realize how exciting these nights can be. But when you get a packed house on a regional championship night, the adrenaline, it takes a while to burn off that adrenaline, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does, and you have to react to the crowd. Sometimes you know, things you make a mistake, and there's a reaction to the crowd. And you know, the girls aren't used to that all the time. It's a big crowd and that, but I think for the most part they played through it. And like I said, when Kay hit that shot against Piesaw and started playing, they got focused on the job at hand and they took care of business.
Well, you guys have had some adversity with personnel throughout the season and games. Riley's had games where she's been in foul trouble. Tessa was in foul trouble the other night. And when you can have those experiences throughout the regular season where at times your best players aren't there because of fouls, the other kids get a chance to step up, get minutes, and that only pays dividends in postseason.
Yeah, it does. Also, we had a situation where, you know, Alex Smith had illnesses or Tess was sick or what have you up at Whitehall, and the other kids had to step up and, you know, give us the best effort. So you're absolutely right. It takes everybody, and that's what we're trying to preach all year is a team concept. It's, you know, it's Harry Truman says it doesn't matter, or you can accomplish quite a bit if you don't care who gets the credit.
Right.
And that's been our mantra.
And, you know, Rob, a lot of people don't remember and should that the reserves play against the starters every night in practice.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they're, you know, not good. They are.
Exactly. And it's hard. And you know, you give the kids a lot of credit. And I know I was there when I was in school. I wasn't one of the best. You know, you wait your turn, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to sit on the bench and you think maybe you should have a shot at it. But to come in and when it's your turn and actually to perform at a high level, you give those kids a lot of credit.
You know, Coach, if somebody would have come up to you before the start of the game the other night and said, hey, don't worry about this, you're going to hold them to 2 points in the first half, you'd have probably looked at them a little strange.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And somebody was asking me, what do you say to them at halftime? You know, it was hard to, we had to come up with some things just to keep them, to keep the intensity up, you know. And, you know, we really didn't have that big of a lead. It wasn't like we were up by 40 points or something. And you talk about a quality basketball team, you make a couple of mistakes, they come right back at you, you know. And we talked about getting good shots on offense so they couldn't transition, you know, and get some easy buckets coming back against us. But I've never seen anything quite like that.
And, Rob, that's probably the one thing I've noticed about your team here down the stretch is that they are willing to take the time and work for that good shot and not settle for a shot.
Right. We've been preaching that from the get-go. Even once in a while, I think sometimes we're even a little too unselfish. Sometimes we want to pass that ball that extra time and really you should shoot the ball. But, you know, again, when you don't care who gets the points, you know, and you're unselfish, you get some good looks. And I do agree, for the most part, we've done that this year.
And you will face North Mac in Whitehall on Tuesday night. Just your thought on the North Mac Panthers.
We have not seen them in person. We've got a lot of good scouting reports on them. I know the Sloman girl is an outstanding player. Is it Starks? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yep. It's been a long morning already. I know she's a good post player. Has a lot. She can take her game outside a little bit. It's going to be an intriguing matchup. I'm not really sure, you know, how we're going to. We haven't really decided on our matchups yet as far as how we're going to play them, but we're excited about it. We know they're a good team. They're there for a reason. You know, they've had a good season, and it's going to be an exciting game.
And when you look at the South Central and the Sangamo Conference, where North Mac comes from, very similar conferences, very good basketball conferences.
Yeah, they really are. I'm not sure who ended up winning that conference over there. I know, is Riverton in that conference?
Yes, and okay, Williamsville. Yeah,
Williamsville.
And River Pleasant Plains.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Quality, I mean, every night you don't have a good game up there, so... Yeah, very similar conferences.
And Rob, whenever you've got an on-ball defender like Taylor Niehaus, that's a pretty good place to start.
It really is. It's just, you know, it's one less thing I have to worry about when I go to bed, and I know I got the point guard, you know, confined. You know, she's guarded the Shelby Grays, you know, the Greelings, takes care of business for us. You know, I know Greeling got her 11 points or so, but boy, she had to work for him. And I have Tessa can also guard the ball very well. Amanda Nevins is a pretty good ball defender as well, so it makes it tough for their offense.
Taylor Niehaus did not score in the regional championship game. Was probably the MVP of the game, perhaps.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, she quarterbacks the team on offense. I'd actually like to see her take a few more shots, but she takes care of business, gets the ball where it needs to be, and that's, we talked earlier about getting good quality shots in your offense. I attribute that to Taylor getting the ball where it needs to be.
Rob, congratulations on the regional championship. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time this morning, fellas.
Rob Korch, the head coach of the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers.
You think Taylor's going to draw Molly Sloman?
I would imagine so. That,
I know that matchup right off the bat.
That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. That's two competitors.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be all over each other. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. There should be a packed house. And tell you what, as I mentioned earlier, this sectional right here, brutally tough sectional.
And this sectional at North Green historically, because they have one every year,
yeah,
has historically been a very good sectional. Yeah. Just from the areas of the state that feed in to this North Green sectional, year in, year out, it always makes for very interesting competitive ball games.
You get, you know, generally a team from the Sangamo, South Central. The WIVC, which is obviously a terrific conference as well. I mean, you really get a good mix of teams, and generally very good teams.
Where will the Super be at?
UIS Springfield, University of Illinois Springfield.
Okay.
On Monday the 18th. So.
Wonder who will feed into that besides.
Now, I know in years past they've had 1A, 2A Supers, like a doubleheader. Is that the case this year, or
I'll
is it
be
just
honest
a
with you, Tim. I don't really know. I haven't really looked that far ahead.
I haven't either.
You know, Monday night, that which is the night the boys regionals begin. That Monday night is always the traditional girls super sectional night, which makes for a fun night if we have a local team playing. And And, of course, UIS has a newer facility up there, so that should be a pretty good venue, so whoever makes it there. So, and I think very, you know, distinct, very possibly, we could have, you know, North Mac or Litchfield playing on in that super sectional game.
Well, of course, with the four-class system now, whoever wins the Litchfield-North Mac game will be Sweet 16.
Yes, Sweet 16.
So, I mean, lot on the line.
Absolutely.
In the sectional semifinals.
And the... And at North Green, they play two nights.
Right.
So it's a single game night each night, which I think adds a little extra panache to the tournament. When you play two games in one night, like at 6 and 8 o'clock or 6 and 7:30, a lot of times you don't have – you have multiple people coming, sticking around for the second game. You know, and basically you're going to have two sets of fans battling each other. And that's always kind of special, especially when and from the local area.
Right. No, that's true. I am sort of impartial though, to the doubleheader semifinal. I personally like the semifinal doubleheader for all the reasons you just mentioned.
Really?
You got the four different fan bases kind of intermingling. You know, some are staying, some are going. Yeah. I just like the dynamic.
Yeah. Well, to each his own.
But I also like basketball. So I like two games in one night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they were both on one night, I get to watch both games.
That's true. So. But anyway, they're set for Tuesday night. It's a 7:30 game, Litchfield North Mac, and that'll be on WSMI FM 106. And by the way, if you have family and friends living outside the area, it will be streamed on the internet live at WSMIRadio.com. And this is the time of year we get a lot of nice, positive feedback from our live stream. So that should be a lot of fun. That's not the only game that night, by the way. We're going to have another. It's going to be Panther night on Tuesday night.
It is. That's right.
Panther girls and two Panther boys playing on that night. North Mac Panthers, Litchfield Lady Panthers in the sectional at Whitehall, and then Pena Panthers at Litchfield Panthers boys basketball will be the second game.
How about that?
So all Panther Tuesday.
Panthers are going to win.
Panthers are going to win that night.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
And
there's
and
few locks in life. That is one of them.
Speaking of Pena, was a little surprise to me. All of them got beat by 2 points. One point that they got beat.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately for Pena, they seem to have more bad luck.
Yes, they do.
In the postseason than just about any team in the year. They've had so many good teams over the years, and they always seem to get upended by a point in the regional final or a couple points in the sectional. Just they have all the bad luck in the postseason, it would seem to me.
When Olivia was there, she was so close to getting to go to the state tournament 2 years in a row, and
there's just so much, like we talk about, that goes in to making it to state. You know, it's not just being a good team. Unfortunately, that's not enough. There's a lot of good teams.
But
it's the draw. How do you play that specific night? I mean, a lot of times it comes down to a missed free throw here and there. The whole season can come down to one possession, one play. And, you know, sometimes you wind up on the short end.
And you have to put everything in perspective. I mean, it's not the end of the world to lose, but it's also very important at the time to make sure you do your best. But life goes on, and you know, no matter what happens, it's going to be a fond memory for going deeper into the postseason. So that's you know, and that's all part of the high school interscholastic experience.
And of course, in that super, hard telling who the opponent may be for.
There's so many different.
Might as well be. You know, 10 years down the road, that's super sectional.
And Adrian mentioned, the North Mac coach, Adrian Range, Ada mentioned that, you know, the magic number's three. That's true, but you got to play them one at a time. Actually, you have to play it possession by possession. You can't even go quarter by quarter. You got to play possession by possession in the postseason because every possession is a key.
You'll hear college coaches talk about when they get into the NCAA tournament, you don't got to win six in a row. You got to win one game six times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, win 4 minutes at a time because that's when the commercial breaks for TV come along.
Right.
Yeah.
Play your 4 minutes, you know, give it everything you got for 4 minutes, and then take that timeout.
And the high school is kind of the same way, even though there aren't the media timeouts at the halfway point of every quarter, but you kind of break it in to 4 minute segments in each quarter. Or really, you know, the start of the game, the first couple minutes, the first few minutes out of halftime really wind up being very important minutes in a ball game.
Absolutely. And you can point to those particular times, Tim, in a game, if when you look back and say, you know, we didn't do things well, and that's the problem right there. That's where the game was determined.
Litchfield-Hillsborough in the regional semifinals, tie game at the half, and Litchfield blitzed them
first
part of that third quarter.
Very important, first 3 minutes of that second half. Very, very important.
Right. I always said that's two or three of the most important minutes in the ball game is right after the half. In a close game.
Right.
If you're 20 points ahead of the half, well, it doesn't matter. But
yeah,
in a hotly contested game right after the half, who adjusts at halftime and who doesn't? That's
well, and it's about adjustments. And even in this year, we've seen 20-point leads dissipate and teams come back and tie. It takes so much energy to come back and just tie the game up that a lot of times they fall short. But teams are very seldom out of it with the three-point line anymore.
That's
what Rob was mentioning against Southwestern. They may have had a 22 lead or 22-2 lead or something like that, but they knew Southwestern's capability, so they took nothing for granted. They wanted to make sure and continue to get good shots in the second half.
Well, Terry, it's like you've always said, you got to play to win. You can't play not to lose.
That's probably the most critical aspect of the whole thing, and there's such a fine line between the two.
And it's just a human nature thing. You get up by 20 points, you just naturally relax. Mm-hmm. I mean, the coach can tell you not to do it. You can even maybe know that you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But you wind up doing it.
It's human.
It's called being
a human.
It's exactly right. So it's hard to fight that urge to just become complacent and say, hey, we're up by 20. We're going to win.
And that's where the mental aspect comes into it and the mental toughness. And for coaches who have, you know, been able to experience this, they can pass that along to their players, you know, build it into their program. That's what we're seeing more and more of. The mental aspect of the game is just as important, if not more important, than the physical aspect of the game.
And the mental aspect of the game will be even probably more important for North Mac on Tuesday night with the loss of Lauren Pitchford trying to adjust without one of their senior leaders. But they still have talent rely on.
And, you know, I've seen Lauren play all these years, and boy, she has progressed tremendously and was always a good defender. But the last year or two, you know, with the combination of Molly Sloman, boy, what a 1-2 knockout punch. And then Madison Starks inside this year was terrific.
Yeah, and you never want to see anyone get hurt, but especially senior in a regional championship game like that. That is just terrible for Lauren Pitchford.
Yep, but it's one of the breaks of the games, and it happens all the time, and you don't think much about it until it happens to you.
Well, that's exactly it. That's another human thing.
Yeah,
get your attention.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we will have Litchfield North Mac from North Green High School Tuesday night live at 7:30 here on FM 106, streaming at WSMIRadio.com. And as Terry mentioned, the winner, either way, we're going to be there on Thursday night for the sectional championship.
We will have two games from Whitehall next week, and of course, the following week, the boys' regionals for 1A and 2A schools begin on the 18th, and we're going to have a week full of boys' regional basketball tournament play from Staunton High School, some games from Hillsboro, St. Elmo, Lincolnwood. So we're going to be all over the place during boys' regional tournament week, and another great time of the year. I mean, the month of February, if you're a basketball junkie, this is your month.
This is the time.
This is the time. So it's a lot of fun. And, of course, the Illini trying to get back into the race here in the Big Ten Conference, at least try to open some eyes and make an impression going down the stretch here for the Big Ten Conference tournament seeding purposes and for the NCAA.
Well, Groff, you mentioned a moment ago about the human nature of relaxing, and, well, if you're up 20, it doesn't matter, unless you're the Illini. I mean, you're up 10 at the half of Michigan State and in 4 minutes managed to blow the whole thing.
Yeah, and then turn
around.
That's
hard to do.
And then turn around and do just the opposite against Indiana.
Yeah. There's
be down the same way that they were up in the other game and just, no big hill to climb.
It's been a head-scratching group of players the last few years because it would appear they have the talent, but just sometimes they just all play bad at the same time for an incredibly long stretch.
And it's like the other night in the first part of the game, stupid things. Bouncing the ball off your leg and out of bounds and things that, you know, you shouldn't be doing this time of the year. First of the season, but not now.
Well, with the change of personnel and the change of coaches, that sort of stuff we thought the Illini had gotten rid of.
Yeah.
But as great as Brandon Paul is, he's got so much talent. At least three times a game, he just throws the ball to the other.
Yeah.
And he did it as a freshman all the way through his senior year. To me, he makes freshman mistakes. And when he's your best player, most talented player, that winds up being a problem. I think that's where a lot of the inconsistency comes because the best player on the team will just give it to the other team three or four times a game.
It will be very.
And the best player's doing that. Yeah. What's the fifth best player doing? How many times has he given it to the other
team? I guess
that's
why John Gross shaves his head so he doesn't have to pull his hair out.
Yeah, no. Well, that's right. He'd have to grip pretty tight to pull his hair out. But, you know, it's just, if you are, like, say, a coach, it'd drive you nuts thinking, what are these guys doing?
Right. But then you get the reward, like they did on Thursday night, knocking off Indiana. A court-rushing moment.
Yes, absolutely. Before we run out of time, a quick reminder, 2 weeks from today, our first Cardinals spring training broadcast on AM 1540.
Pitchers and catchers report Monday,
Monday.
Right?
Yeah. Monday they report. And the Cardinals did sign David Freeze.
Yeah. Yes, they signed him.
Which is good.
To a one-year deal. What in the world is going on with Chris Carpenter? He's on TV one day talking about looking forward to this season, and the next day the GM announces he will probably won't play all year.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing about Chris Carpenter, just so many injuries. As great as he was, it's still a what-could-have-been situation.
Yeah.
If he hadn't gotten hurt so many times. But in a way, it makes the story even more incredible.
Yeah. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Oh.
I never saw Bob Gibson. Chris Carpenter is the best Cardinal pitcher I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I didn't see Gibson.
He's in Gibby's territory.
It's Gibson, it's Carpenter in Cardinal pitching lore, modern times.
Yeah.
And then Dizzy.
Old Dizzy. Crazy
but,
Dizzy.
But Gibby was, I don't know, I had a lot of admiration for Carpenter.
As Shannon would say, there's your run, big boy.
Yep.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois.